Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are going to return to Martin Luther's beloved 95 Theses. There is a phrase in his thesis number 37 that has a fascinating history in church history, and I'd like to talk to you about that phrase. In thesis number 37, Luther is engaging letters of pardon. These, of course, are the indulgence letters that sparked Luther's ire and led him to post the 95 Theses and led to the Protestant Reformation. And so for the last few theses, he's been carrying on about how the practice of the church is simply wrong. And in thesis number 37, this is what he says. Every true Christian, whether living or dead, has part in all the benefits of Christ and the church. And this is granted to him by God, even without letters of pardon. Of course, his reference there to Christians living or dead is also referring to the indulgence sale, because you could buy an indulgence not only for you, but you could also buy an indulgence for your dead relatives in purgatory. And what Luther is telling us is that participating in the benefits of Christ has nothing to do with an indulgence letter, but that it is granted to us by God. Well, that's the phrase that I'd like to talk to you about. The phrase in Latin is participatio omnium bonorum. In English, we would say that you participate or participation in all the benefits of Christ and the church. Luther first came across this phrase in studying Thomas Aquinas. And Thomas Aquinas talked about this phrase because of his discussion of Plato and Aristotle. There was a bit of a debate that was carried on in Aristotle's Ethics with Plato of whether or not the good could only be known in and of itself, or if the good, in fact, was found in all things and could be known in all things and therefore could be participated in all things. Part of that philosophical discussion was really after a crucial question, the crucial question of the meaning of life. How do we know what is the good? How can we do the good? And that's the ethical question. And how can we live the good? We might say, borrowing a line from the Westminster Shorter Catechism, how can we enjoy the good? Well, Thomas Aquinas engaged that debate. And he challenged both Plato and Aristotle by saying, we participate in the good, in all of the good, in God. Do you see what Luther is doing here in thesis number 37? He is telling us that all of the good, omnium bonorum, all of the good or all of the benefits are in Christ and in the church. Now, this is an important phrase that not only has a past history, it will have a future history after Luther. And the Reformers will develop this phrase, the participation in all the benefits of Christ, into a wonderful doctrine that we simply call union with Christ. And Luther and the Reformers got that from Paul, and we see it in texts like Ephesians chapter 1. There at verse 3, Paul tells us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ, that's the key phrase, in Christ, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So there we have it. In Christ, we participate in all the benefits. A wonderful Greek word that comes to us in the pages of the New Testament is the word koinonia. It is a word that means fellowship. There is true koinonia within the members of the Godhead. And in Christ, and because of Christ alone and what he has done for us, we then participate in those benefits. We can know the good, we can do the good, and we can even live and enjoy the good. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, let's take a moment here to visit with our old friend, Jonathan Edwards. He loved nature, but this quote reminds us of something he says, the book of Scripture is the interpreter of the book of nature.